Spirit, open to me the treasures of your word. That's why, oh Lord, I will forever sing your praise. Say, I will sing of the wonder
of the wonders of your love.
I will sing, out for joy,
out for joy.
Fire!
A city doesn't open because you are anointed. Hearts don't open because you are eloquent. The only access to authority in the spirit that you have is a track record. Everything that secular humanism teaches you does not prepare you for this. Most people will just wish that something good happened to them. But wishing does not change darkness to light. Wishing does not take away hunger and bring bread. Authority, my friend, is only available to those who are willing to pay the price. And the only price is to establish a track record. Faith itself is a track record. Faith is not getting up today and believing God for bread. Faith is a continuous insistence, a persistent decision to follow God and to just trust Him and to believe Him all the way. Sometimes faith will endure the trials of darkness. Sometimes faith will endure the trials of lack. Faith will believe when there is nothing to believe. And faith will wait. It's a track record you need. I'm speaking to people tonight, and those who will be watching us eventually. You need to establish a track record. God doesn't just get up and then gives you a prophecy that tomorrow the queen is going to grow 2 heads. You can't prophesy about England when you have never prophesied about the things that are in your pocket. God will start with you. He will teach you. And He will expand your sphere of influence. You will first pray simple prayers. He will lead you to understand what the morning is all about. He will lead you to understand what the afternoon is all about. He will tell you, get up and pray. And if you obey Him, the next thing He will tell you is go and rest now. And if you obey, He will tell you, get up and study now. If you obey one day, He will tell you, don't enter that bus. And the moment you leave the bus, you will hear it had an accident. And sometimes He will tell you, don't enter the station now. And He will tell you, just wait here. And many times you will wait in vain and nothing will happen. Then He will tell you, okay, let's go now. He's only trying to teach you and exercise you on the habit of obedience. Because strong meat belongs to them who through use and exercise have learned over the years and over time to discern between that which is good and that which is evil. When you are faithful in a little, one day He will wake you and give you prophecy concerning nations. You don't desire the mountaintop when you have not gone down to the valley. Because the journey to the top begins in the deep of the valley. The flow of the valley is the root of the mountain. You need to establish a track record, my friend. That's what walking with Jesus is all about. That's what's called developing muscle. A track record. A track record. A track record. You can't make a record in one day and just become a star. It doesn't happen in the kingdom. It happens in the world. Even if you were a star like that, it's not kingdom. People are just interested in your music. They will buy it. And the money they give to you will cause you trouble. Because money is wahala. It's a lot of trouble. You never know. You never know. See, if you don't have money, my friends, you spend a lot of time at home praying. You close and you come back and you sit down and you study. It's when you have money and you buy a car, you think you should take a drive. And then you take that drive and Satan positions a babe just to match your statistics. Are you following me? And suddenly compassion fills your heart. Then you stop and you reverse and you ask her, where are you going to? Please let me help you. It's not good for a sister like you to be helpless on the road. No, that compassion doesn't come from Jesus. It is the motions of sin moving you. I said, you never know how much trouble you have until you can afford Sky. And then you see them telling you those channels that you can flirt on. Are you following me? Are you following me? You never know what trouble money can bring. Are you following me? A season has come when men are going to thank God for their days of poverty. They will bless Him. Because you didn't have a problem with obesity until Kulele entered your pocket. The moment money came, you bought blackberry juice, raspberry juice, orange juice, and every kind of juice. And every 5 minutes you must take a glass. But when you were poor, you fasted. You believed God for a breakthrough. Hallelujah.